Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Dr. Glovina Show. I'd like you to do me a huge favor. Could you please post, call, or text someone and invite them to join us on the Dr. Glovina Show? And I am Glovina Williams. Before we move on, I want to remind you that God knows the thoughts and the plans He has for your life. But the question remains, do you believe God? Because when we truly believe God, this belief requires action. In other words, I'm encouraging you to step out on faith. I want to remind you, this is a safe place where you can gain clarity to rebuild and possibly restructure your life and feel safe and happy while doing it. Okay, let's get started.
Well, again, I want to say welcome for joining the Dr. Glovina Show today. And often, let's just stay right on target. We don't step out on faith because sometimes we have some doubt as to our purpose. So perhaps we may lack clarity or even precision of purpose. So if you'll just take the challenge and let's do some time of reflection. And remember, often we do not step out on faith because we are lacking clarity. You know, today is a very important day. It's a day that we're going to talk in this podcast about how to set a place for advancement. I believe that we all want to advance. All of us want to move forward. We want to upgrade our life in various aspects. And I mean, I'm talking about many, many aspects. But today, we're going to, in this episode, give a model for advancing to higher levels in the various areas of your life. Expansion, that's what we're talking about. Expansion and increase and elevation, ascension. And like I said initially, upgrade. Yeah, upgrade. I mean, even the podcast has been upgraded in terms of our listening audience. I mean, we have over 4,000 listeners, and I do, even before we get started into this episode, I want to shout out to some of our percentages. Our listeners have really increased in Italy, Brazil, Canada, and South Korea. We have listeners from all over the world, but there's been a tremendous increase in those particular countries. So I want to say welcome to you, and welcome to all of you that are listening to this podcast now. Well, let's talk a little bit about this set place. I just want to talk about it a little bit, because this set place that I want to really go into detail about is a sacred place. And what is a sacred place? It's a divine place. You can answer that question really for yourself, but it's a divine place. It's a place where we can spend time with God Almighty, the Creator, who created you. And why do we need this sacred place? Because I believe that we need this time set aside, and this place set aside, so that we can spend time with God. And then how do we develop a sacred place? It can be almost any place in your home. It does not have to be like an entire room or your entire study or your entire den or your entire bedroom, but you can take a place and just set it aside as a spot, a sacred place. This place where you have set aside, where you will come to spend personal time with God. Yeah, special place. You know that term, a spot. Not like a spot on a blouse, but a spot. Like we say, there's the spot. For example, Adam and Eve, pardon me, the garden was a spot, a special spot. You can attend a worship service and it becomes that special spot, that special place, that set place. You think about that. And where is that sacred place, that set place? We know it is indeed in our hearts. We know that that altar, so to speak, is in our hearts. But you can set aside a place for advancement, a sacred place, even advancement in the area of your health. This set place, this sacred place, can also provide healing for your physical body, your emotions, your spiritual body. We all need this place, I believe. So we're going to talk about that. So where is this place? Like I said, we know it's in our heart, that we absolutely know that. But I'd like to give you a scripture in this podcast that, you know, where is this sacred place? I'm going to read 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 9. It says, "And he said unto me, My grace is sufficient for thee, for my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me." That sacred place where the power of Christ rests upon you, available, yeah, access. Granted, a safe place for advancement, a place where you can go, a place where you know that's set aside for this special time with God. And when you go to this place, because it's already prepared for you, it's not a let me get this, let me get that, let me get this together. In that sacred place, just a couple of suggestions. I say have your Bible with you, a journal. You can even use like the journals that are provided that you read the Bible in a year. They actually give you a set of scriptures to read. This helps to prompt you. This helps to inspire you to go into the Word of God and begin to gain wisdom and knowledge. So we must prepare ourselves. And one of the ways of preparing is to choose that special time and that special place. And when's the best time to do it? When you get up in the morning. That's the best time. And the reason why I say that is because you have rested during the night. And sometimes we don't rest as peaceful as we want to. And that's another reason. This set place, this sacred place will help to develop and it will help to relax you. Yes, this sacred place when you first get up in the morning, because it is also an opportunity for you to give praise to God. And why? Because I'll share a little story with you. There was, I used to visit an older lady, and she actually lived in a small town in Arkansas. The name of this little town was DeWitt, Arkansas. And I used to visit her, and we would just talk. And it's amazing what you can learn and glean when you spend time with the elders. And she was telling me once about the importance of keeping our life clean, keeping our life pure, and keeping our heart pure. And she said that this is very important because when you go to God in prayer on behalf of your children and your grandchildren, she said, you can get your prayers through. I think you understand that. I understood it. In other words, that time with God, and she specifically said, She says, I pray for my children and my grandchildren 4 hours a day. I thought that was almost unimaginable. But if you have that sacred place, what will happen is that you will indeed be just focused. I'm talking about focused where you can pray, your mind is clear, and if I can go so far as to say your conscience is clear, and you're able to feel the confidence of getting that prayer through. I want to make sure that, just a minute, I want to make sure that you can hear me clearly. I know there is some background noise here that I'm not able to turn off. So I'm trying to stay focused so I won't get distracted with that. So when she shared this story with me, it stuck with me over the years. And so it also gave me a platform. It gave me a landmark as to always remember to pray for my children and my grandchildren. Yeah. So this set place, this sacred place, it's a place where you can be alone with God. Alone with the Creator. And as I mentioned, the best time to do it is when you're rising from your sleep and the place is already prepared for you. You can have a devotional there with you. You can have your Bible, a journal, of course, something to write with or something that you can record. It could be your phone. It can be an electronic, some other type of electronic device, but you want to be able to record as God is revealing his word to you. And as we'll talk about this a little later in the podcast, and as he is giving you directions and instructions, you can record these things and be sure to put the date. I often the time and where I am because of my travel schedule. But I will put what city I'm in, what country I'm in, but the date, the time, and often I put the day. Yeah. Yeah, I can get real precise about those type of things. But other things I need to be precise about, I may not be doing that. But those little things I seem to take care of. And so this is why you have your journal there as well, so that sometimes you're making a list as you are spending this time in this sacred place, and it is sacred. It is a sacred appointment, actually. You begin to make lists. One of the lists that I make is a prayer list. Often God will bring the names of people to me who to pray for. And often he will give me, listen at this, phone contacts, names of people that he wants me to reach out to by phone or even by text. Yes. And then also I may get my to-do list. Although let me add something on that. Often I like to do my to-do list at night. I like to do that so that sometimes answers just come to me, you know, when I'm sleeping, or solutions. But I like to do my to-do list at night. But often when I am in my sacred place, in that sacred time with God, we call it sometimes our devotional time, our prayer time, our morning worship, I'll jot down another to-do list. Also, God reveals to me during this time about my giving, who to give to at this, you know, and I'll write that down. But most importantly, he gives me directions and instructions. And I shared with my aunt last night, often the solutions to our dilemmas are contained in the directions and the instructions that God gives us. And he also gives us strategy, strategies, so that we can be strategic. When we get through praying, we have to take action. So God may give us strategy so that we can be strategic and precise in carrying out what he has given us. Also, you can receive encouragement during this set time, in this set and sacred place. Why? so that you can begin to level set your life. So that you can begin to level set your life. Begin to get everything in order. Get everything on the same level. Yeah, that's right. That way, you know, we're not having a lot of emotional mood swings. Also, it helps us not to, be erratic. This time, this sacred place, this set place, it helps us to begin to set our life, level set our life. It helps us to clear our mind. Yeah, part of, let me just put something on the bulletin board real quick. Part of what the Dr. Glovina Show is designed for is to inform, inspire, and educate, and give us some tips on how to move life forward in the most productive manner. So it helps to clear our mind. Yeah, it can remove the cobwebs out of the mind. I'm talking about a set place, a sacred place for advancement. And also, it gives us rest. It'll settle us down. Yeah, it'll give us rest. Yeah. He said, come unto me, all ye that are heavy laden and burdened, and I will give you rest. A time of prayer. We can receive rest in this set place, this sacred time with God. And this is something that we can begin, we can incorporate in our life. I know some of you right now, you're already designing your set place, your sacred place. It could just be in a small corner of a room. It could be a small table with a chair. It could be a chair where the armrest is large enough for you to perhaps place your book or place your journal, your Bible. It could be a chair where right next to it, maybe you have just a small table to hold the items that you're going to use. And I advise also have a nice box of Kleenex because you may begin to weep and cry as your life is being level set. It's a time of prayer. And it is also a time of planning. It's a refreshing place, and it adds energy to your life. Mm-hmm. This set place for advancement, this sacred place, and this sacred time with God, a refreshing, adds energy. Yes. And this is where you can get your needs met. We all have needs, but we know that when we bring them to God, we'll begin to get directions, instructions that will give us the solutions. If you lack wisdom, ask God. He'll give it to you. He won't hold back. He's not giving us these promises to play mind games with us. He's giving us these promises so that we can create the capacity to receive them from God. This is the work that we have to do. We pray, right, and then God gives us the directions and the instructions on how and when to take action. Faith without works is dead. Faith is activated through the works from the instructions and the directions that God gives us. Because we don't want to be in the same place next year. 12 months from now, let's say that. And what I mean by not the same place, we want to have advanced. We want to have moved forward. We want to be upgraded in our emotions, in our lives, in our relationships, everything that concerns us. If we could set aside a place and a time to be with God and begin, and let's not come with the attitude, I may start it, but I usually don't finish these kinds of things. Wipe that out. X that out. Delete that. Yeah, you ever deleted something by mistake? Oh, listen, intentionally delete that because you are empowered by God with the freedom to choose. And let's make the right choices. Let's move forward the choices that are going to advance us. So you can get your needs met in this sacred set time, in this set place. And this can take place right in your home. Yeah. Why? Because there is power in studying. It is. Have your Bible there. And here's a habit that I have. I normally read 2 or 3 books at a time, and I promise you I'm minimizing this because I don't want anybody to think I'm too much of a bookworm. But I will read 2 or 3 books, I'll say minimum, at a time. And during this time, I do my Bible reading, I do my writing in my journal, and then I may read a set number of pages from each book, and I take notes from that. This is a sacred place. This is a set place, I said, for advancement. Yeah, for advancement. You study during this time. You plan. You pray so that you can begin to prioritize. Yeah, you see how it's building? So that you can begin to prioritize. So, but I have so many priorities. Listen to this. And then we have competing priorities. We have priorities, and then some priorities come in and begin to compete with what we are already doing. Well, something that I learned and when I was in my world of career, prioritize your priorities. When you're in that set place, that sacred place, in that sacred time, you can begin to prioritize. Some things, most things are important, but some things are urgent. And even though they may be difficult, bring some of those urgent things to the top, even if you only do a small amount of it. And when are you at this set place for advancement? Daily. Daily. Yeah. And you know what will happen? You may start out 15 minutes, 30 minutes. Before you know it, you may be up to 4 hours, like that elder woman so demonstrated to me. It'll get to the point where hopefully you will look forward to this place and this sacred time. You'll look forward to it. You, it's like, hey, you get up in the morning, you look forward to it, and you look at the clock and you, oh, I can't believe that I've been here this long. Yeah. We stop and get in that set place that we have prepared. Because here's a time also when you can begin to think about your relationships, the healthy ones and the ones that are not healthy. And God will begin to give you directions and instructions on how to handle these relationships, what relationships need to be developed. Like my youngest son said to me one time, he said, Mom, I'm very careful about starting or beginning new relationships and friendships. He said, because they require time. And so we're very careful. But the relationships that God has knitted us together, how should I develop these relationships, God? Mm-hmm. And when we're in that set place, in that sacred time, it's not just us talking to God. It's also about listen, 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 hear what God is saying. In this time as well, you can make some serious financial decisions. I said a set place for advancement. This is a model of how we can begin to advance to higher levels in various areas of our life, including financial decisions. Yeah, why am I in? Why did I make this set place? Why have I set aside this sacred time to go over my plans with my Creator, to go over my dreams and my visions and my goals? I'm bringing the big picture to God, the big picture. And then He begins to give me some of the intricate details on how to accomplish these things. Yeah. I'm going to read, I'd like to read a scripture to you. Yeah. Why we're doing this. How we're going about doing this. And they said one to another, did not our hearts burn within us while he talked with us by the way and while he opened to us the scripture? Spend time. He'll speak to you. He'll open up his word to you and you'll receive wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. Yeah. Yes. That set place for advancement. Yes, it'll help you to protect your spiritual life. You'll receive inspiration. You'll be focused. Yes, yes. Don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today. You'll be more focused in that realm as well. Your stress will be relieved. It will lessen and reduce anxiety, mental conflicts. It will improve your overall being. Yes, you'll begin to develop this productive habit of a set time at a set place for advancement. You'll listen, your strengths will be revealed. And don't be afraid of this. Your weaknesses will be revealed. Yes, your areas of improvement will be revealed. Your marriage will be strengthened. There'll be repairs made in your life during that time. He will begin to show you what needs to be repaired in your spiritual life, your emotions. Listen at this. Even within your natural house, what things may need to be repaired. Yeah, isn't this beautiful? I said a set place for advancement in various areas of your life. He'll teach us how to schedule and self-manage our time. How many books will you read this year? You can do and set that in that set place. A set place, my beloveds, for advancement. A set place for expansion and increase. A set place for elevation. A set place for ascension. A set place to go deeper and wider in God. Yeah. A set place. Think about it. I want you to really think about that. He said, call unto me and I'll answer thee and I'll show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He said, let your cry come to me and I'll give you an answer. That set place, my beloveds, for advancement. And I'll let you see great things and secret things of which you had no knowledge. He's saying, cry out to me still, and thou shalt find an audience with me and great mysteries that lie beyond I will make known to you. Call to me, I'll answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things that are fenced in and hidden, that are concealed. You do not know. That you do not distinguish right now and recognize, or that you do not have knowledge of and understanding. He said, but if you call unto me, I will answer you, and I'll show you great and mighty things with not. A set place, my beloveds, for advancement. Let this be a new beginning. A new beginning of spending time with Almighty God. I love you, I appreciate you, and I'm so happy that you chose to spend this time with me. This was also a place for me to spend time with you. It's important to me, and so are you. I speak over you, and and I declare peace, prosperity, divine protection, and the presence of the Holy Spirit in, through, and surrounding you. I love you so much, and I feel your love.
Thank you, and please join me the next time on the Dr. Glovina Show. You can connect with me on my social media platforms. And until next time, love, peace, and prosperity.